Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Kat John.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games. And welcome to Kat, who's filling in for Fiona this week.
This week, I got to play the Nintendo Switch 2, and I'll give you my impressions. Death Stranding 2 is set in Australia, and Apple lost a court case, which means Fortnite can return to the App Store. Here's the news for Sunday, the 11th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Kat, you got to play the Switch 2 before anyone else in Australia, so give me all the goss.
Okay, so one thing that definitely stood out to me was the improved haptics. There was a noticeable difference when playing Donkey Kong Bonanza between punching stone and punching dirt. And when you used Kirby's new spring mode, you would get a little vibration. It was honestly really cool. The new Mario Kart world looks insane. The maps are incredible. I obviously raced as the cow, and I'll just say one thing on that experience.
Obviously.
She does a little shimmy.
Like, in what context does she do a little shimmy?
If you press the power up button when you're not holding a power up, she does a little shimmy. It's delightful.
It's the little things,
right? She just does a little shake. It's incredible. The new 4K displays looked incredible, especially in Donkey Kong Bonanza. The colours and the shine, it was just gorgeous. There were also some great third-party games that were ready for release date. I had a bit of a play with Hades 2. Honestly, it may have been made for this console.
Well, that sounds incredible. I'm obviously green with jealous rage right now, but I'm sure I'll get my hands on this thing soon enough. Thanks for giving me the rundown.
No worries. Well, speaking of brand new handhelds, it seems nothing stays under wraps for long in this industry. And this week, we were treated to the first leaked images of the upcoming Xbox ROG handheld, apparently titled Project Kenan. Unlike a lot of leaks, this hasn't come from a cheeky hacker or loose-lipped retailer. This time, it came from one of the all-time great leakers, the US's very own Federal Communications Commission. You might not be aware, but every device manufacturer needs to submit their hardware for testing to the FCC. And because it's a government department, they publish documents. And those documents sometimes contain new Xbox handhelds.
Interestingly, Project Kenan is essentially an Xbox-branded version of the upcoming ROG Ally 2, but I think the most notable part of this leak is just how goddamn ugly this thing is. The handheld sports two handles reminiscent of traditional console controllers, which, hey, I'm sure is very comfortable, but my God, at what cost? Rumor has it we'll get a full reveal on May 20, but for now, visit the link in our show notes for all that we know so far. We here in Australia have this kind of embarrassing trait where we get very excited when our beautiful country gets portrayed in the media. So you can imagine how we felt to find out that a large portion of Death Stranding 2 on the beach will be set right here in the Great Southern Land. According to James Berwick from Press Start, the dev team moved from Mexico to Australia as their next setting and have looked specifically at the Northern Territory for much of their inspiration.
All the hits from the land down under are here. Vast environments, bushfires, Aussie slang, Mad Max director George Miller, even our beloved Vegemite, which is undeniably the best of the mite-based spreads. But this is a video game, so the environment isn't a one-for-one and takes some serious creative license, like including a snow-capped mountain range in the middle of Western Australia, which I can confirm does not actually exist. pretty sure you've been up the single snow-capped mountain in Western Australia, haven't you, Kyle?
That's right, I have. Bluff Knoll gets snow a few times a year, and if you're a resident of that region, it is basically, it's basically law that you have to go up every single time.
For a more in-depth look at the game, read Beric's full article at the link in our show notes. A new GTA 6 trailer has broken records for the number of views it accrued in the first 24 hours of release. The former record holder of most one-day views was the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, which managed to rack up 365 million. Well, Rockstar has smashed that, with the fresh GTA 6 trailer reaching 475 million views in just a day.
And it's not just the views that are making headlines, it's also the details that sharp-eyed fans and analysts are finding throughout. Like the numerous references to previous games, a cheeky PS5 controller sighting, and some absolutely insane visuals, and a strong focus on protagonist Lucia Caminos and her Bonnie and Clyde-like relationship with Jason Duvall, our two lead characters. Safe to say, the hype train is full steam ahead. After a five-year hiatus from US app stores, Fortnite will once again be available on iOS because Apple effectively lost their massive court case and were found to be lying in court. Apple and Epic have been engaged in a legal battle royale for years now after an in-app payment system was added to Fortnite. And in 2020, Apple blocked Epic's App Store developer account in the US and EU as a result. The new injunction effectively removes the blocks for third-party services using their own payment systems and avoiding that hefty 30% fee for any transaction. Now, Epic CEO Tim Sweeney has said that Fortnite will be back in US app stores from next week, submitting the game to the US store via an EU-based account out of Sweden.
Sweeney said he's not sure which day exactly, but it will likely be later in the week. And would you look at that, just in time for the latest Star Wars-themed season. Can't wait to watch Emperor Palpatine do the gritty over my corpse while sitting on the tram. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Starting out with a big release this Thursday, we have Doom the Dark Ages. It's the third game in the rebooted series and looks to be another ripper time of tearing through demons to banging metal, this time with a medieval twist. It's out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 15th. Gianni's review of the game is live right now on sifter.com.au, and keep an ear on drop rate for another speedrun.
Also out on the 15th is a complete change of pace with the roguelike deck builder Into the Restless Ruins. Use cards to build the dungeons you then have to adventure through. It looks really interesting and will be available this Thursday on all platforms.
We love to shout out a locally made title here, and Rogue Worlds is the roguelite platformer follow-up to Aura of Worlds, made by Australian studio Cognitive Forge. Some lovely pixel art in this game as you rope swing your way to the end of the run. Find that on PC on the 15th as it exits early access.
And last up, we have Capcom Fighting Collection 2. 8 classic Capcom fighting games in one neat package for a really reasonable price, which is a nice change in 2025. Strangely, this is only releasing on last-gen consoles though, so grab it on PC, Switch, PlayStation 4, or Xbox One this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kat Jahn.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey Kyle, each week I'm running through the greatest hits of gaming and I want everyone to vote to tell me the best game ever. Hit the Sifter HQ Instagram on a Thursday for a trip down memory lane and pick your favourite. As long as your favourite is Snoopy's Magic Show, a Game Boy game that I've never played but have decided to devote my soul to. It also came out a decade before I was born. Or, like, whatever you want to pick, I guess. Find us on Sifter HQ on Instagram to join the fun.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kat Jahn, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, Chris Button, and Fiona Bartholomaeus. Mishlo is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer, who edited the video and the script of this episode.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey,
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Drop Rate. We're bringing you another speedrun. This time we're digging into the prequel, Doom, the Dark Ages. You've got a shield, you've got a melee weapon, you've got the anger of all the previous games, but this Doom game has something a little bit different. In fact, something pretty different to all the Doom games you would have played before. That's right, it's got a story. You'll find out what happens to the history of the Night Sentinels. You'll find out about the demons of hell and the Khans and all of that wrapped up in a heavy metal cover of a video game. Is it as good as the previous games? What does it change? Well, you can find out more by listening to Drop Rate on your favorite podcast player, on Pocket Casts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can head to our website, sifter.com.au, to read a full written review.